Welcome to Municipal Stadium in Kansas City, for the game between the Baltimore Orioles and the Kansas City Athletics. Here are the starting lineups. For the Baltimore Orioles. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Russ Snyder. Batting second. The shortstop, Luis Aparicio. Batting third. The left fielder, Boog Powell. Batting fourth. The third baseman, Brooks Robinson. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Kurt Palfrey. Batting sixth. The first baseman, Norm Seaborn. Batting seventh. The catcher, Charlie Lau. Batting eighth. The second baseman, Jerry Adair. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Steve Barber. Pitching for the Baltimore Orioles, Steve Barber. For the Kansas City Athletics. Batting in the leadoff spot. The shortstop, Wayne Causey. Batting second. The center fielder, Jim Landis. Batting third. The left fielder, Bert Campaneris. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Ken Harrelson. Batting fifth. The third baseman, Ed Charles. Batting sixth. The right fielder, Nelson Matthews. Batting seventh. The second baseman, Dick Green. Batting eighth. The catcher, Rene Lachman. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Fred Talbot. Pitching for the Kansas City Athletics, Fred Talbot. And now, play ball. Russ Snyder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Snyder hits a fly ball into right field. Matthews settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Luis Aparicio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aparicio hits a ball on the ground towards third. Charles fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Boog Powell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Powell hits a pop-up towards third. Charles settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Orioles nothing, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Wayne Causey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Causey takes first base on ball four. Jim Landis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Landis hits a fly ball into right field. Palfrey settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bert Campaneris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Campaneris hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Adair fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Orioles nothing, and the Athletics nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Brooks Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Causey scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Kurt Palfrey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Palfrey takes first base on ball four. Norm Seaborn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Seaborn hits a fly ball into right field. Matthews settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Charlie Lau is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lau hits a pop-up towards short. Causey settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Orioles nothing, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Ken Harrelson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harrelson hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Palfrey, who is chasing the ball. Harrelson reaches third base with a triple. Ed Charles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Charles hits a fly ball into center field. Snyder settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Harrelson tags and scores. One out. It's 1-0, Athletics. Nelson Matthews is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Matthews hits a ball on the ground towards third. Robinson fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Dick Green is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Green hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Barber fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Athletics 1, and the Orioles nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Jerry Adair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Adair hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Steve Barber is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Barber bunts towards the mound. Talbot fields it and throws to first for the out. Adair moves to second. One out. Russ Snyder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Snyder is 0 for 1 in the game. Snyder hits a ball on the ground between the mound and first base. Talbot scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Snyder for the out. Adair moves to third. Two outs. Luis Aparicio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aparicio is 0 for 1 in the game. Aparicio takes first base on ball 4. Boog Powell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Powell is 0 for 1 in the game. Powell hits a ball on the ground towards third. Charles fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Athletics 1, and the Orioles nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Rene Lachman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lachman hits a fly ball into center field. Snyder settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Fred Talbot is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Talbot strikes out. Two outs. Wayne Causey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Causey is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Causey hits a fly ball into left field. Powell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Athletics 1, and the Orioles nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Brooks Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 0 for 1 in the game. Robinson takes first base on ball 4. Kurt Bulfari is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bulfari is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Bulfari strikes out. One out. Norm Seaburn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Seaburn is 0 for 1 in the game. Seaburn hits a fly ball into left field. Campanera settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Charlie Lau is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lau is 0 for 1 in the game. Lau hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Green scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Athletics 1, and the Orioles nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Jim Landis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Landis is 0 for 1 in the game. Landis hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Bert Campaneris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Campaneris is 0 for 1 in the game. Campaneris hits a ball on the ground towards short. Aparicio scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Landis moves to second. One out. Ken Harrelson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harrelson is 1 for 1 in the game, with a triple. Harrelson hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Adair scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Landis moves to third. Two outs. Ed Charles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Landis scores. It's 2-0, Athletics. Ed Charles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Charles is 0 for 0 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Charles hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Nelson Matthews is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Matthews is 0 for 1 in the game. Matthews takes first base on ball 4. Charles moves to second. Dick Green is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Green is 0 for 1 in the game. Green hits a line drive towards short. Aparicio reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Athletics 2, and the Orioles nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Jerry Adair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Adair is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Adair hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Steve Barber is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Barber is 0 for 0 in the game. Barber hits a fly ball into center field. Landa settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Russ Snyder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Snyder is 0 for 2 in the game. Snyder hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Green scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Adair moves to second. Two outs. Luis Aparicio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aparicio is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Aparicio hits a pop-up towards third. Charles settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Athletics 2, and the Orioles nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Rene Lachman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lachman is 0 for 1 in the game. Lachman hits a pop-up in front of the plate. Lau settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Fred Talbot is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Talbot is 0 for 1 in the game. Talbot hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Belfari. Talbot reaches second base with a double. Wayne Causey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Causey is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Causey hits a ball on the ground towards short. Aparicio misplays the ball. That's an error on Aparicio. Talbot scores. Causey moves to second. That run is unearned. It's 3-0, Athletics. Jim Landis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Landis is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Landis hits a ball on the ground towards short. Aparicio scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Bert Campaneris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Campaneris is 0 for 2 in the game. Campaneris hits a ball on the ground towards short. Aparicio scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Athletics 3, and the Orioles nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Boog Powell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Powell is 0 for 2 in the game. Powell hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Wes Stock now pitching. Brooks Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Robinson hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Powell moves to second. Kurt Belfari is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Belfari is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Belfari hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Matthews. Belfari reaches second base with a double. Powell scores. Robinson goes all the way around to score. It's 3-2, Athletics. Norm Seaburn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Seaburn is 0 for 2 in the game. Seaburn hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A 2-run home run. It's 4-3, Orioles. Catfish Hunter now pitching. Charlie Lau is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lau is 0 for 2 in the game. Lau hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Green settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jerry Adair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Adair is 2 for 2 in the game, with 2 singles. Adair hits a pop-up towards first. Harrelson settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. John Orsino pinch hits for Steve Barber. John Orsino is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Orsino takes first base on ball 4. Russ Snyder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Snyder is 0 for 3 in the game. Snyder hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Green scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Orioles 4, and the Athletics 3. The Athletics will come to bat. John Orsino now catching. Dick Hall now pitching. Ken Harrelson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harrelson is 1 for 2 in the game, with a triple. Harrelson is called out on strikes. 1 out. Ed Charles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Charles is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got 1 RBI. Charles strikes out. 2 outs. Nelson Matthews is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Matthews is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Matthews strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Orioles 4, and the Athletics 3. The Orioles will come to bat. Luis Aparicio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aparicio is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Aparicio hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Hunter fields it and throws to first for the out. 1 out. Boog Powell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Powell is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Powell hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Brooks Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Robinson hits a pop-up in front of the plate. Lachman settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Kurt Bulfari is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bulfari is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double and a walk. He's got 2 RBIs. Bulfari hits a fly ball into right field. Matthews settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Orioles 4, and the Athletics 3. The Athletics will come to bat. Russ Snyder now playing right field. Paul Blair now playing center field. Dick Green is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Green is 0 for 2 in the game. Green hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Billy Bryan pinch hits for Rene Lachman. Billy Bryan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bryan hits a fly ball into center field. Blair settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Jim Gentile pinch hits for Catfish Hunter. Jim Gentile is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gentile hits a line drive into right field. Snyder settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Wayne Causey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Causey is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Causey hits a pop-up towards third. Robinson settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Orioles 4, and the Athletics 3. The Orioles will come to bat. John Wyatt now pitching. Bert Campaneris now playing shortstop. Ken Harrelson now playing left field. Billy Bryan now catching. Jim Gentile now P. Norm Seaburn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Seaburn is 1 for 3 in the game, with a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Seaburn takes first base on ball 4. Dick Hall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hall is called out on strikes. One out. Jerry Adair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Adair hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Gentile settles under it, and drops the ball. That's an error on Gentile. Jerry Adair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Adair is 2 for 3 in the game, with 2 singles. Adair hits a ball on the ground towards short. Campaneris fields it and throws to second for the out. 2 outs. John Orsino is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Orsino is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Orsino hits a ball on the ground towards short. Campaneris scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Adair moves to second. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Orioles 4, and the Athletics 3. The Athletics will come to bat. Jim Landis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Landis is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Landis hits a fly ball into right field. Snyder settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Bert Campaneris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Campaneris is 0 for 3 in the game. Campaneris strikes out. 2 outs. Ken Harrelson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harrelson is 1 for 3 in the game, with a triple. Harrelson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Aparicio scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Orioles 4, and the Athletics 3. The Orioles will come to bat. Russ Snyder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Snyder is 0 for 4 in the game. Snyder takes first base on ball 4. Luis Aparicio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aparicio is 0 for 3 in the game. With a walk. Aparicio bunts towards the mound. Wyatt fields it and throws to first for the out. Snyder moves to second. 1 out. Boog Powell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Snyder moves to third. Boog Powell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Powell is 2 for 4 in the game, with 2 singles. Powell hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Landis who is chasing the ball. Powell reaches third base with a triple. Snyder scores. It's 5-3, Orioles. Jackie Brandt pinch runs for Boog Powell. Brooks Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Brandt scores. It's 6-3, Orioles. Brooks Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Robinson hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Wyatt fields it and throws to first for the out. 2 outs. Paul Blair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blair hits a fly ball into center field. Landis settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Orioles 6, and the Athletics 3. The Athletics will come to bat. Jackie Brandt now playing left field. Ed Charles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Charles is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got 1 RBI. Charles hits a pop-up towards first. Seaburn settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Nelson Matthews is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Matthews is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Matthews hits a fly ball into center field. Blair settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Dick Green is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Green is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Green hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 6-4, Orioles. Billy Brian is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brian is 0 for 1 in the game. Brian strikes out. The game is over. The final score, Baltimore Orioles, 6, and Kansas City Athletics, 4. Goodbye from Municipal Stadium in Kansas City.